Well, hello guys. As you can see, I'm having a coffee. So I guess this is a coffee time chat. Now I've got a couple of news headlines here. Then here's a picture of the first one. First of all, do you see anything wrong with this picture, guys? I know when I first saw it, my primeval cerebral kind of twitched a bit, telling me there's something ain't right about this. But this is a gran, apparently. Then the story is she goes to the gym and she's 53 years old and the men just can't keep their hands off her, chatting her up all the time. Apparently she's just a men magnet. But let's take a look at another picture, and that is a lot more clearer than the other one. And yes, this is a trans, but they call it a gran, thinking by the name they can change the biology of this person. So everything about this story is a lie. It's not even a femon. And I can't believe all the men are just jumping all over this trans. Not unless it's a trans gym they're in. But they're doing it all the time, aren't they? Pushing. The old ones are the best ones, apparently. Even the trans. They don't seem to understand when the wall hits, it takes the glow away, and you can't replace it. Of course you can still keep fit, but the glow is gone, never to return. And just saying it's there doesn't make it so. And unfortunately these type of people crave just as much attention as the femons do. And I'm going to tell you right now how square and old-fashioned I am. I don't have a gym membership.
What?
You've got to be joking, ain't you?
Nope.
Never had one.
Yeah, but I saw you've got a smartphone, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I had to be able to fly my drone. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered.
Poor. Yeah, but at least you got one. That's all right, then.
Anyway, the link to this news item is down below. Now, here's a picture of a real femon. Now, the reason she's in the paper, she's been involved in a motor vehicle crash very recently. And this femon's only 21 years old. And apparently she's damaged her back and maybe her neck too. And I wish her all the luck and hope she's okay. As I would wish even a male to be okay, especially at 21 years old. And I hope her injuries are not serious and she recovers. The reason why she's actually in the paper is that she is Miss Wales. Now I know somebody was involved in an accident and broke both their legs quite badly. And they may never walk again or even lose a leg. But that person isn't in the paper. Because for one, they're a male, and for two, they're a white male. And they're just a normal worker, a peasant, if you know what I mean. Not like Miss Wales here. No, I don't know. I myself personally have been to Wales, physically. And this doesn't look like any Welsh lassie at all. Not even a Scotland lassie. Oh, I know all about diversity and all that. But they shouldn't call it Miss Wales, should they? Maybe they should just call it Miss World or Miss Neutral. And if there's any Welsh people watching this or listening to this, which I doubt, they would agree with me. It's like as if made in the UK. If it's made somewhere else, how could it be made in the UK? Could Miss Uganda be white? Oh, I'm not being racist, but you see what I mean. As you know, I went to Thailand, and if I took a Thai femme from one of the villages, she could win a lot of beauty contests all over the world. But that's not coming from that place, is it? We are losing, though, the features that areas used to have. You used to always know a Swedish person, just by their looks. But we've all been watered down into some bland soup. If anybody knows what I look like, and if you didn't know, where would you say I'm from? Of course, we also used to know about cars as well. They had character too. You could tell roughly what country they came from. But now look at the cars now. They all look very samey. Mostly all wedge-shaped. Boring. You could always tell Italian cars, generally speaking. Because those were the ones that were on fire mostly. American cars were usually big and lavish. UK cars were kind of small and basic. Maybe what the elite should do is just rename the whole planet and call it the continent. But aren't they really trying to do that anyway? Most countries now have lost their culture. They're losing everything that made that country special, different. And of course I can't wait for this wokeness for a femon to be able to design and build a car without any help from any man. And of course you can get the car in pink, because that's all it comes in. Don't really know where this video was going, but it's just a chat.
Hey, you know, gym memberships aren't very expensive.
I don't want one.
I'll have a word with my gym, see if they do a deal for old people.
Well, you won't have to worry about getting old.
You'll probably have to get a year membership to make it worthwhile, make it lower price, like.
Listen, if you go to the gym, you don't look very goddamn healthy or fit.
Well, I didn't say I'd do anything there. I drink coffee and talk to friends. That's all I do. Oh, yeah, and sometimes a gym bunny comes in. I'll have a look at them.
Say goodbye to the people now.
Goodbye.
See you guys.